The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You got two dominant, old-school, ballsy pitching performances, particularly Game 2, I mean, where Verlander goes man. 9. It's fun to watch. To me, if you win one of the next two, you're in fantastic shape.
Yeah, I agree.
We haven't seen the offense yet, and I think at some point the bats are going to start hitting again, because they've done it all year. I think one of these next two games, you're going to get one of these 6, 7, 8 run outings from them, and that really ought to be enough.
There's no sugarcoating it. They are bad on the offensive line. But he's covering all that up. They didn't have a number two receiver for almost the entire season. The running game looks better. Everything looks better with Deshaun Watson under center.
Vince. And I got to give a lot of credit to Bill O'Brien, who I've ripped for his play calling many times. Well, no, he has tailored this offense to him. He's opened up the offense and is playing to his strengths, which is what I always say. You don't make him fit your system. Not a fan of the guy, but I think he's doing exactly that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are at Fuego Saloon, which is on Durham, very close to Washington. Come on out. As a matter of fact, they've got some great specials going on. Every time the Astros score a run, there's a drink special. And basically what they do is they'll put Jell-O shots out there, and if you take one, you're not stealing it. How's that?
Yeah.
They're discounted.
Yep.
Significantly discounted.
Yep.
You can also visit our promo team to register to win tickets to the Carnival Freak Show at BBVA. Also, stop by and get your orange face paint to show your orange game face. And if you're going to come out for the game, this is a great place to watch it because they've got a fantastic patio. And if there was ever a night to be on a patio to watch baseball and get your drink on and do Jell-O shots when the Astros score 12 runs, this is your place.
Marcus Mariota will start tonight. So that's it should make the game more enjoyable to watch. If you're, I mean, most people are probably going to be watching the Astros game anyway, but if you don't care about baseball, and at least you got something worth watching tonight, then I think in the NFL.
I think there's a lot of people that are getting behind the Astros because it's exciting and they're winning. There's a lot of people who just don't like baseball.
Yeah.
So I want to welcome in our 94.1 listeners and for this hour. So blasting all over the place at the 6 o'clock. And make sure you check out houston.sportsmap.com tonight for updates on the Astro game throughout, inning by inning. They're going to have you covered on SportsMap. All right, you teased something.
I teased a crazy NFL stat, and I've told you for a while, and even when J.J. Watt was at his best, I said there's a guy who is maybe undervalued and maybe the low-key best defensive player in the league, and he plays for the Rams. And
You've been tooting that horn for a long time.
I've been telling people about Aaron Donald for a long time. I want to give you some stats. From week 6, these are quarterback pressures for week 6.
Okay.
Kansas City had 5. The L.A. Chargers had 5. These are the leaders, by the way.
Okay.
The Jets had 7. It's a strong number. The Jags had 8.
Yeah, Calais Campbell played great for them yesterday.
The Lions had 9. Tampa Bay tied for the lead with 10. Aaron Donald had 10 quarterback pressures yesterday.
Wow.
By himself. He tied for the team lead in quarterback pressures.
That's crazy.
By himself.
Yeah, and it was funny because Campbell was, well, Campbell gets up for games against Donald, and he considers it a competition. And he did really well yesterday, but that's impressive. He's a hell of a player, man. And he's one of those guys, you have to watch him. Because a lot like JJ, when you can see three guys holding him at once,
yep.
That happens to Aaron Donald all the time, too. And, of course, if three guys are holding JJ at once now, then there's something weird going
on.
Yeah,
that is weird.
Yeah, but
unless they're doctors. Physical therapists,
that makes
maybe.
That makes it okay.
That's allowed. I'll allow it.
Indeed. So, man, can we talk a little college football?
Let's do it.
Because what a weird weekend. And you mentioned Washington State earlier.
Three top 10 teams lose to, just bad teams.
Bad teams. Not teams that you say, you know, this is a trap game or this is this. No, these are bad football teams that Washington State, Clemson, and Washington.
And honestly, well, I mean, you can make an argument that four, if you think LSU is a bad team, I don't know that I would call them a bad team.
You could see LSU beating Auburn.
You almost had another one because Purdue could have easily beat Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
my other one. I took Purdue in that game.
It's just an odd week in college football. And so now we've gotten to the point where we've got to give kudos to the teams who do what they're supposed to do, like Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia, who played a crappy team and went out and kicked the snot out of them. I don't think you tell me which of these is the weirdest. Clemson, because they were, I considered them the best of the bunch, losing to Syracuse is pretty weird. That's at Syracuse.
On a scale of weirdness, I'll say that's just like Giants over Broncos, that's a 10.
Okay. What about Washington State scoring 3 points against Cal?
That one's a 9, and the only reason I don't have that as a 10 is you kind of called what was going to happen there because of all the smoke issues and all that stuff.
I didn't call them losing by 34 points.
No,
though.
But you said it was going to be that they were going to struggle there. So, they got their butts blown out, but that one's not as surprising to me as Clemson.
Because I
was never quite sold on Washington State. I was sold on Clemson, not anymore.
I've been sold on Washington as well. And I knew, and there was a lot of people who asked me about taking Washington State and giving up points. And
you mean Washington?
Yeah, Washington and giving up points. And I said, don't do it. Washington, until last year. Washington last year beat Arizona State for the first time in 11 years. And that was at home. And I just said, I'm not giving up 9.5 points on the road to a team that has traditionally owned Washington's ass. And sure enough, UW comes out and basically scores nothing. They put up 7 points in the fourth quarter and lose 13-7. And with that goes the long shot Heisman hopes that Jake Browning might have had.
Yep.
It was just a weird game. He got nothing going in that game. And I know they're missing some guys from last year. John Ross was a top 10 pick, but
it was a big part of that offense.
It's just weird to see that offense struggle the way they are. And what that does is the Pac-12 now is wide open. I mean, with Washington and Washington State losing, I don't know.
They may not get a team in the playoff.
They might not, because I don't know that there's a great team there.
No, I think there's a lot of really good teams, but it also brings a lot of one-loss teams back into play. Ohio State,
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's now back in play, especially if they can beat TCU.
Ohio State's definitely back in play because they're going out and assaulting everybody they play. And they made Nebraska look like Troy. I mean, they just had – Nebraska had no business on the field with those guys. They are stomping people's guts in. And that's what you should do once you lose a game to start the season. And Ohio State – I am so stoked for that Ohio State Penn State game.
Yeah,
you know that's
Penn State's for real too.
They are good.
That's going to be a really good one. LSU beating Auburn. I'm going to put that as a 3 on the surprise scale. Auburn to me has at times looked like a world beater, and at times looked like a team that can't score points. And I think I don't know that LSU's necessarily righted the ship, but that's a good win for them.
Well, we've seen now, and listen, Auburn's best win to date was Mississippi State, you know, and that's questionable. So
and not getting blown out by Clemson.
Yeah, which was nice. At Clemson, they hung in there with them, but they never threatened. And I think Auburn got a little ahead of themselves. They got a big lead on LSU and just sort of they took their foot off the gas, and LSU took advantage of them.
And can you imagine LSU losing to Troy and then beating Florida and Auburn back-to-back.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And I think we have to take into account now, just by doing some math, if Auburn lost to LSU, LSU lost to Troy, and Troy lost to South Alabama, I think math says South Alabama greater than Auburn, right?
Indeed. Yeah, if you play that game.
Yeah.
We talked about TCU a little bit. I think this team is a legitimate playoff contender and went on the road and beat a Kansas State team that can't score. But that's not TCU's
fault. It was weird. The weather was awful.
Yeah, they had the three-hour delay.
Off the field.
Yeah.
A frustrating game, but TCU did what they needed to do. I mean, TCU is, in my opinion, very good. I think they've got I think they could very well be a playoff team and could very well be a team that maybe wins a game. I don't know if they're a national championship team, but they're
not as long as Alabama's alive.
But they're pretty damn
and
good.
I'll tell you what, Georgia too.
Georgia's rolling through people.
Come around on Georgia.
And that brings me to this. Who in the SEC is good besides Alabama and Georgia?
Hey, the Aggies went in and beat Florida in 1917.
The Aggies won that game
with four field goals.
88 yards rushing and a quarterback who goes 8 of 24 passing. And they won. How awful do you have to be if you're Florida to lose that game? Florida's pretty awful, too. Tennessee's awful. All the teams that people thought were good preseason
Auburn,
just aren't.
Auburn's not that good. LSU's not that good.
Nobody in the – I mean, it's Alabama and it's Georgia.
Yeah.
And there's
– and that makes me wonder a little
bit. Is the SEC still the best conference?
Well, I don't think it is, and we talked about that earlier in the year. But what worries me is, you know, these teams are kind of rolling through, but they're rolling over teams that aren't very good.
Yep.
And maybe they're not as good as we think
but
they are.
But at least they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. Oklahoma, Texas, we talked about that a little bit.
That would have been a big win for Tom Herman.
Yes, it would have, and I thought that he would go in there and I thought they'd go in there and had a chance to win the football game. More importantly, I thought they had a chance to cover. So
they just dug themselves too deep of a hole early on, and they were lucky to get in at 20-10 at halftime because it looked like they could have gone down 20-0 at halftime, and they were, you know, there were so many three and outs early on. They couldn't get anything going offensively, and their defense was on the field for 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes. Then they'd get off the field for three plays and be right back on. And they finally had some big plays, some turnovers that got them back in it. Baker Mayfield, not a guy who turns the ball over much. They forced him to turn it over and made it a game, and gave him a lead late, in fact. But they just, at the end of the day, Sam Ellinger, it was just too much for him to ask for that last touchdown.
We talked a little bit about the West Virginia-Texas Tech game and how West Virginia came back and took care of that one. But Baylor, no match for Oklahoma State. The game I wanted to get to very briefly, though, one that hurts my soul. What the hell is Houston doing getting blown out by Tulsa?
My. Tulsa's such a bad football team.
That was just awful. And it was one of the worst losses that I've seen over there in a while because Tulsa's no good. That, to me, as surprised I was at Syracuse was able to beat Clemson, at least it was close.
They got blown out by Tulane the week before that, and now they're blowing out UH. What's going on?
I have to go back and watch the game because I was watching it on my computer while the Astros game was on. And I flipped over for just a minute because I was writing something. And I go back, and suddenly they're down 17 points. I'm like, what the hell happened here? But they look bad. They've got the wrong guy in at quarterback. I think it's time to give Derek King a chance. But, I mean, what a mess. That's just a bad, bad loss. And, oh, by the way, you got Memphis coming in.
Who just beat Navy for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Memphis is pretty good. 5-1, Memphis is. All right, let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Fred has puked all over his carpet after the UH game. What can we do, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. You know, one time you're never going to have a bad loss if you dial 281 Dirt Free. It's never going to be torturous. As a matter of fact, you're alleviating stress because you pick up the phone and you all of a sudden see those honeydew days disappear. Remember those, you know, honeydew this, honeydew that, carpet upholstery. A dog walked in here, kids tracked across that. 281 Dirt Free, one stop shop, fixes carpet, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, your air ducts, your wool rugs, anything you're just totally disappointed in, call us, we'll come out, do it with no soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. We actually had to invent our own water machines that also the water. What that allows us to do, friends, is allows us to clean without heavy soaps and chemicals that leave a residue. So everything we do, from the giant van-powered machine to the Kempri pre-spot to the super water, it allows us to get that carpet tile grout, that perfect clean, without leaving the soap residue in it. It's the nasty, sticky soap residue that deters people from calling a carpet cleaner or calling any cleaner. So we're ready to go to work, 281 Dirt Free. Three rooms, $100. But if you've been thinking about your tile grout, your air ducts, your wool rugs, we'll do a free room of carpet cleaning with any purchase on the other services. Do three rooms for $100. You do a leather chair, and then we'll throw in a fourth room for free. So 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com. We're ready to go to work.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate it, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fuego's in the Heights. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I have one more people overreacting to media things.
Okay.
I follow the Las Vegas Golden Knights on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Which is good. You know, it's kind of my second favorite team now. And their Twitter thing's pretty funny.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, they've got some good stuff. Well, they tweeted before they played the Bruins Sunday. They basically were pulling a bit from Ted. The Bruins forward lines, Mandy, Marilyn, Brittany, Tiffany, Candace, Brandy, Heather, Channing, and Brianna, basically all women, and then listed the defensive pairs as women. And it's basically the thing that Mark Wahlberg did in Ted. So it's really funny because he's a huge Bruins fan, I thought. But no, women are all pissed off over it. And apparently they had to apologize again. We accept full responsibility for our actions and apologize to those who were offended.
Wham.
The tweets were in poor taste. No, they weren't. They were funny. Where are we at as a society, man?
We're wussies.
And USA Today had this Nancy Armour wrote a whole column about how awful it was. And a couple of minutes later, the team pested, guess no more Ted references from GoldenKnightsTwitter.com.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, man. I get that you're the official team account, but there's also you've also got a lot of followers because it's funny.
Because that's the only reason people are following that stupid thing.
I mean, you're an expansion team. I know you're off to a good start, but you're not going to win anything. But
that's overreaction. But you got to apologize for everything these days.
Yeah. Toronto says, as a Miami Hurricane fan, I know exactly what's wrong with Houston, that awful defensive coordinator. I did not like that hire. I'm on record as saying that. And, I think the offense was just as much of a problem. And, I got to go back and watch the game when I can be totally focused on it and not caught up in, one of the great Astros games we've probably ever seen. But, I'm sure that had something to do with it. But they have too much talent on that defense to be giving up 47 points to Tulsa.
Tracy clearly subtweeting me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because she's a big crybaby. LMFAO at local sports radio guys who say 5-2 teams are bad, but they bought Washington. OMG, funniest bleep ever. Ignorance is bliss. Hashtag done. Now, you were done when you lost to Troy. That's when you became
team. And when you got blown out by Mississippi State, which is also not a good football team.
So, when you lose to bad teams, you're a bad team. And the Auburn win is good. I mean, I don't know what Auburn is. I feel like the Auburn should be really disappointed in themselves because they shouldn't have lost that game. But I don't know what you think LSU is at this point. And, again, it's not just LSU. It's every team in the SEC outside of Alabama and Georgia is questionable at best right now. If you're a fan of any team besides Alabama or Georgia in the SEC and you think your team is good, You're delusional. They're not good. They're not. I've seen enough of these teams to know who's good and who's not. And Alabama and Georgia are the only ones who have a claim at good. You know, a win over Florida, if that's what you're beating your chest about.
5 years ago.
Win over BYU, who, by the way, you might want to check BYU's record right now. So, for me to say LSU is bad, I don't know. And I had bought Washington. Guess who doesn't buy Washington now? Me. Once you prove yourself bad, that's when you're bad. And, you know, I'm not saying they're bad like, you know.
No, they're not.
You're not Vanderbilt. LSU's not Vanderbilt bad. They're not Kansas.
But you should be a team that can compete with Alabama, and you're not.
Yeah, LSU is bad relative to what LSU should be. That's what that means. It doesn't mean LSU's Kansas. I mean, stop getting your panties all wadded up. It's LSU is bad for what LSU should be. And LSU should be much better than what they are.
Because you're going to be looking at I would say, well, you're losing to Alabama. And you're probably losing one more game, whether it's at Tennessee or whether it's A&M. I mean, you guys are all kind of the same team. 8-4, is that's good enough for you?
I guess that's not bad at LSU.
Okay.
Of course, it's bad enough to get Les Miles fired.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN.
People get so sensitive about their team.
I know. I'm so excited. These guys are tearing me down. Which game was better, Chris Burke walk-off or Correa knocking in Altuve? I'm going to go with, because that was a first-round game, it was pretty exciting. And they did propel them on to the NLCS, and they went on to go to the World Series. I'll go with Altuve.
Yeah.
Mainly because it was ALCS, and I think, I mean, that game had a lot more drama because it went, you know, extra innings, and you had Osmus's late home run. I think the whole game was probably more dramatic. I think that Altuve moment was better because it was
you didn't know if he was going to be safe. You didn't know if he was going to be out. You probably thought for a second he was going to be out. That was a big moment.
269 says, this is my weekly text saying I was wrong about John O'Korn. Signed, sad Michigan fan. Fred and AJ were right. I've just seen enough of that guy.
By the way, even teams that win, it can be bad. Michigan beating Indiana in overtime, that's bad. That ain't good.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Guess what? Guess what the standards are at Michigan?
The standards are better than overtime with Indiana.
Yes.
What's funny is Michigan fan on Twitter, after they lost a close game to Michigan State, they're arguably their biggest rival, or you could say Ohio State, but one of their biggest rivals, there were Michigan fans wanting to fire Harbaugh.
Silly, but
it's absolutely silly, but that's what Michigan fan, that's what their expectation is. And again, when LSU fires Les Miles after what most programs would think is maybe it's a down year for LSU.
It's a down year for the standards that he set there.
Right. It's just I don't know how you can feel great about your team right now because they're not great.
That's all right. She's done, so it doesn't matter. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break. Splits on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Fuego's off of Durham near Washington, and starting to get a nice crowd in here. If you're looking for a place to come watch the game, this is it. Nice patio, plenty of room outside, and it's a perfect night for it. man, today was so great. Today's the first day I've been able to get out and run in a couple weeks because of work.
Good for you.
And
I noticed your boobs look smaller today. That must be it.
I just I got out and just kept going and going and going. I felt so good. And, man, get days like this, you got to take advantage of them. Blake asks, where does Verlander's Game 2 rank among the all-time Astros playoff pitching performances? I'd have to really go back and dig in a little bit. The one that always stands out to me was Mike Scott in the NLCS against the Mets.
Yeah.
Not just the first game. He had 14 strikeouts and gave up no runs. But the second time he pitched against him, he threw a three-hitter and gave up one run. His ERA for the two games, 0.50.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's above average. And then I'll always, even though the numbers aren't as strong, Roy Oswalt's Game 6 to get the Astros to the World Series, where he came out and shut down the Cardinals and held them to one run in seven innings. Those two are up there, and mainly because of the meaning of that game, getting to go to the World Series for the first time. Oh, geez, I just looked at a tweet. Headline, Golden Knights, Al Michaels reinforce a pattern of behavior women are all too familiar with.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. Come on, people. I don't know what to make of people anymore.
Lamont said, if I were to tell you Texans defense in terms of yards is better than Jacksonville and Tennessee is better than the Texans, what would be your thoughts? I don't know. That wouldn't necessarily shock me. Although Tennessee's ahead of the Texans because they played one game less than the Texans.
Right.
Get with me tomorrow and see if the Texans aren't ahead of Tennessee. I guess that doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah, it's such a small sample size still.
Yeah.
And bye weeks and everything else are about to come into play. I like to see where you are statistically after eight games. But and it also, you have to look at who you played, considering that the Texans have played both the Patriots, who were scoring at the time, and Chiefs. Yeah, that's two pretty good ones.
No doubt.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We haven't talked about this. Did you see that? I guess there was a little back and forth as to whether or not Hugh Jackson texted Deshaun Watson to be ready on draft day when they were coming up to pick.
That Houston texted him that?
No, Hugh Jackson did.
Oh.
Yeah. And I guess he had all but admitted they should have drafted him instead of Kaiser, but he denies that he texted him. I don't know what that Watson would make that up.
I wouldn't think so either, but.
Yeah. But Hugh says, oh, my God, I don't know anything about that. I wouldn't have done that.
Couldn't Deshaun Watson just pull up his phone bill?
Probably. But then he goes, that's so long ago. And I met with that TV crew. Nobody asked me that. I met with the same crew. The question never came up to me. So, I mean, I did text Deshaun in the days before. I was in conversation with him. But I don't recall draft day at all. I don't think I would have done that. Now he's backing off a little bit.
I don't think I would have done that. That means, yeah, I did it.
So
I did it. I didn't mean to.
He says, I know I did not send that text on draft day. You said on draft day, so no. I knew who we were taking with the first pick, and we took the guy that we wanted. So I don't remember making that text.
Interesting.
I wonder if it that's one of those where the front office just said, hey, we can get another number one pick. So 713-780-ESPN. We're out here at Fuego's on Durham near Washington. Very cool place. And every time the Astros score a run tonight, there is a drink special.
Yeah.
A very special drink special. So come on out and see what kind of shots
what the
are.
Special is.
Yeah, they'll tell you. They'll tell you. Yeah. Jello shots are involved. I know that much. But that's all we can say. But very cool place. And really enjoy being out here the last couple days. Hopefully we'll get back out here again. And it's also it's a cool place to watch whether the Astros are on the road or whether they're in town, because you're far enough away from Minute Maid to not get caught up in that mess. Did you see the Raiders signed Navarro Bowman?
Yeah, they can use all the help they can get, but it just seems like it'd be nice if he played offense.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with their offense. I know Carr's not right at the moment, but I think there's some other issues there too. And their offensive line has not been as dominant as I thought they were going to be. But that's a team that's definitely
Thank you. This is the shot special.
Oh, the shot special?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
So we'll be able to give the people a
preview.
Yeah. We'll let them know. The man, I'm still just baffled by this UH loss.
Well, it's baffling. I couldn't have guessed that was coming. That was crazy. But
it was just a weird weekend, man.
Yeah, it was. It was weird in the NFL.
And college,
yeah, it was everywhere.
And it just goes to show that you start thinking you have a feel for a team, and you know they're still human beings. They can go out there and play like garbage sometimes. And I honestly, we were joking around about the pool, the suicide pool we're in. I probably would have taken Denver and felt good about it and not thought about it. But I just, mine was more strategy. It's like I probably won't use the Texans ever again this year, and I know they'll beat the Browns. So, okay. But if you took Atlanta or Denver, you probably weren't worried at all.
I wouldn't have been worried. I told you, I was like, well, I mean, I think you could. The reason I didn't take Atlanta or Denver is because I said, I want to save those two teams for later on.
Yeah, because right now I'm sitting on those two and the Patriots.
Still. I said, I'm either going to take the Texans or I'm going to take the Redskins because I don't feel like there's a lot of situations down the road that I'm going to feel great about taking the Texans. And that's kind of what swung it for me. You know, the Redskins, they've got games with the Giants still to come. You know, I just felt like this is a chance for me to take the Texans and basically feel like it's a slam dunk. And it was. But if I had the Broncos or Falcons, I would have had just as much confidence. The only reason I didn't take them is because I wanted to save them.
Yeah, and that was the strategy I used last week when I used the Eagles. It's like, because I was having a hard time finding a team that I felt really good about. And I thought, well, I think the Eagles are going to win. And I think the Eagles are also better than I give them credit for, or that I gave them credit for. So I might regret using them now. But it's Houston, same thing. It's just okay right now because I still have the Patriots. I still have the Steelers. I've still got some pretty good teams in my pocket now, and I still have the Broncos, and I, you know, still have the Redskins and the Falcons. So I've used Carolina, Oakland, Green Bay, Seattle, Philadelphia, and Houston.
I think we've used the exact same teams, except I've used New England and you've used Philly.
Yeah, I think that was the thing. We went different last week, and it both worked. But I don't feel that great about still having New England around right now, the way they're playing.
Yeah.
And I would have thought they would have had a much easier time against the Jets. So, I at this point, now it's just about.
Now you play it safe every week.
Now this is like being.
See who runs out of teams first.
This is like being at the final table with a chip lead. You just fold and wait.
Yep.
You know, so let these other guys get knocked out. And then I think it'd be pretty cool if it came down to you and me.
That's what I'm hoping for, Fred. To hell with the listeners. They shouldn't win anything.
What was that, John? Oh,
he's telling me. He wants me to tell you about the newest sponsor to our program, and I'm excited about it, Fred.
I am too. Very cool young man.
Yeah.
Very sharp guy.
Ben Schoen, who's an attorney at law, listen, he's not getting paid unless you get paid, and there's a lot of you who have had problems with dealing with your insurance. Since the hurricane, your homeowner's insurance, this is a guy who can help you out. You need an experienced attorney at your side to make sure the insurance companies aren't bullying you because you want to get the best payout possible, and that's what Ben is trying to get you. They do homeowners, renters, and commercial claims. And really, one of the things when I met with him, one of the things that seemed most important to him is he just wants to help people. They're sick, handicapped people. He's charging a lower rate to help get them back into their home. You pay your insurance premiums for a reason. You're entitled to the best possible payout, and they're here to help you with that. They've got superior knowledge, above the average insurance adjuster for sure, and over 10 years experience dealing with homeowners insurance claims. You have an attorney in the case of litigation, so if it goes to litigation, you can't be represented by your insurance adjuster. So this is a guy who can stand up for you in court with specific knowledge regarding the laws here in the state of Texas. They are local, someone who's actually here in the flesh, didn't fly in for a quick assessment. Ben Schoen, attorney at law for David Lowe and Associates. Give him a call, 832-871-5067. Homeowners Insurance Attorney TX Renters Warehouse.com. Guys, this is a guy who can help you out if you've had any problems dealing with your insurance company or you feel like they're shorting you. This is a guy to call. Ben Schoen for David Lowe & Associates, 832-871-5067 or Homeowners Insurance Attorney TX.com.
But she won't open the door.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Fuego's in the Heights. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip or two to Jacksonville, Florida to see Houston take on, you guessed it, Jacksonville, December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf, visit Florida and ESPN975. Also want to thank the 94.1 listeners who've been with us since 6 o'clock.
Oh, yes.
Stick with us.
Oh, my.
And come on out to Fuego's to watch the game. Drink specials every time the Astros score, which is going to be a bunch tonight. There's some nice scenery out here.
You're going with a bunch tonight, huh?
Yeah. I think they get to Sabathia. The key is if Morton can get through the middle of the order of the Yankees. If he can do that, it's 3-0, and we're already looking ahead of the Dodgers.
I kind of think they might lose tonight.
Yeah, I kind of think they will too. But I'm being positive, man. I'm Mr. Positive right now.
Okay.
I'm in such a great mood. It's been such a great day. And make sure you tune into HoustonSportsMap.com for your inning-by-inning updates and game story as soon as the game is over. We got you covered. So terrific website with a lot of good stuff, including Barry Warner.
Barry Warner.
Got Barry's view on there. All right, let's do the Dumbass Report.
All right, let's start where else, Fred? Florida. A deputy was fired Monday after an investigation found he offered to pay an 18-year-old woman he had recently arrested and her friend to come to his house while his young daughter was asleep in the home. Deputy Brian Britt was terminated after 17 years.
Wow.
After the sheriff said his behavior was, quote, a betrayal of his oath.
Ooh, I hope he wasn't one of those guys that gets his pension at 20 years.
He arrested the woman. According to investigations, Britt met the woman last December at a home to arrest her on a domestic battery charge. She answered the door wearing just a towel, then invited him into the home while she got some ID. In the bathroom, he saw the woman's 21-year-old friend naked in the shower. He arrested the woman, then took her to the park to wait for a van to take her to jail. During the wait, he apparently removed her handcuffs and engaged in flirtatious conversation. Told her his financial status and where he lived, and she told him she worked as a dancer in an adult club. While she was in jail, she called on a recorded line the friend that Britt had seen in the shower, and she then passed on a message from Britt: tell your homegirl again I'm sorry for seeing her. I mean, I'm sorry for opening the bathroom and looking at her. I didn't mean to. During one conversation, he asked a woman if she trusted police, then invited her up to his house for an encounter. She asked Britt about the purpose of the visit and said her time wasn't free. She added that she was with the friend he had seen in the shower. She's hot too. Bring her, he said. Yeah. And then he told her, I'm not just going to pay you for a conversation. Yeah, not good. Fired. Yeah. Fired. A Clifton Heights man is accused of groping a woman in Cincinnati area. According to police, Christopher Wilson punched and kicked a woman and tried to get her on the ground. He's then accused of groping the woman. The woman was able to identify him in a lineup, and this may have been the giveaway. He has a forehead tattoo that says, top line, I'm a porn star. Bottom line, I bleep teen bleep.
That's real. You're not going to forget that tattoo.
I puck teen fussy. Is what the tattoo says. It's on his forehead.
I might as well say, please identify me for this crime.
You can't commit a crime once you get that tattoo on your forehead. Everyone's going to remember that. And if you're a tattoo artist and you say, okay, I'll give you that tattoo, you should be ashamed of yourself. Come on. Let's go back to Florida, man. Behind bars, after police say he pretended to be a DEA agent and held a prostitute against her will, Martin Smith is facing charges that include unlawful restraint, impersonating a public servant, patronizing prostitutes, possession of a controlled substance, and drug paraphernalia. Police said they were called to a motel room where officers say Smith had a fake badge, a metal pellet gun, and drugs, said he was a DEA agent, handcuffed the prostitute holding her captive. She was able to convince him to free her, saying she was going to her car to get drugs, and that's when she called 911. Smith has been, of course, sent to jail. And finally, they say the customer is always right, but the customer is not always right. This Florida woman showed up at a 7-Eleven at 1:50 in the morning, and she wanted to buy a sandwich and a cup of nacho cheese. The cashier told Hicks not to open the cheese dispenser, but the woman was hungry and ignored the demands. Hicks proceeded to open it, went up to pay for her items, and was denied service. That's when Hicks threw a sandwich and a cup of hot nacho cheese across the counter at the clerk. As the food traveled through the air, Hicks yelled, "The customer is always right." The clerk, who was now bathed in yellow nacho cheese, called police. Deputies arrived, arrested Hicks, booked her, and charged her with battery.
Battery by sandwich and
nacho cheese. You can't throw hot nacho cheese at people. It's not right. It's not right. And that, friends, is the dumbass report.
Well,
there's a lot of dumbass there.
Yeah, a lot of Florida dumbass there.
Oh, yeah, Florida's strong lately.
Well, yeah, it's funny because Florida had been in a little bit of a slump. Like, we've had a lot of gems of the day from the UK, which is kind of becoming the new Florida. But that's a good comeback.
Yeah, I still can't get over the forehead tattoo. That's a bad call.
Yeah, I could just see you going in a lineup. And who do you get that's even going to be close? You get guys with other forehead tattoos? Like, I bleep old women?
But can you get a worse forehead tattoo than "I am a porn star, I bleep teen bleep"?
You probably could, but
it's hard.
Not if you're trying to evade conviction.
No, yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah, so. All right, well, there will be a Marcus Mariota tonight in the lineup. And that's just about to kick off. And, of course, Astros and Yankees also about to kick off.
Oh, yes.
So both games on here at Fuego's.
Big sportsy night.
Yep. So I'm going to race home after this and get set up in front of the TV and start posting Astros.
Enjoy your evening.
Have one TV on the football game and one on the Astros.
I'm going to play the saxophone tonight.
Is that a euphemism for something?
No. The national anthem is someone playing the saxophone. I'm going to do that.
Ah.
Drew says, "I'm in the Survivor League and see there's four people left. Were there any prizes for winning?" There are. I don't know what they were. Michelle said she's going to put together a prize pack for you. So she'll have something. I just don't know what.
But you have to beat both of us now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're not giving it to you if you don't win.
Yeah, you got to win. This isn't like the time when I
let everybody win the fantasy when you beat
when
their
I
butts.
When I dominated the fantasy football league and I should have won the grand prize and then they gave it to the second place, to the loser.
First loser, yeah.
That ain't happening this time.
It's because you were the best loser. No.
Yeah, because this isn't an official contest. So no. You got to actually beat us.
This is something you put together because the listeners asked for it. So, yeah, we'll do our best to. Actually, that sax sounds pretty good.
That's me.
Okay.
You notice how I could talk and play the sax at the same time?
That's a gift.
Nobody else can do that.
That's a gift. That's almost as impressive as having a forehead tattoo that says you're a porn star.
Well, guys, I got to tell you, this place, you know, I don't know if we're going to be back this week, but Fuego's is a good spot to come watch these games. I mean, they got good food, good drinks, and it's a live crowd here. So it's a fun spot. I recommend it. I fully endorse coming to watch games at Fuego's.
I second that, and I want to thank Fuego's for having us out here.
For sure.
And would love to come back. This is a very cool place. And make sure that you get out here. You got drink specials. You better hurry because the Astros. Oh, right at the end. You made it to the end.
Buzzer beater.
Oh, all right. Want to thank John Lee. Great job back in studio.
AJ Hoffman, great job here. That was okay today.
And, you've been worse, my friend. You've been worse.
Want to thank Fuegos for having us here. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.